At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver, we're going to talk with the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Bob McCann from Victoria, Texas. Well, Bob, first of all, I always like to talk about conditions in your area, your specific area of the country, and you're telling me that it's been a pretty good summer.
It has been. Texas got some good rains over most of the state in May and June, and we've got a little forecast for the next couple of days, and we're having our hot time of year right now, so things are burning a little bit right now, but I think we're in much better shape than we have been in the past, and actually might even be some folks thinking about stocking up a little bit. So,
well, I wanted to ask you about that, and in the industry in general, what are you hearing here about possibly some expansion going on?
Well, I mean, if we get the kind of normal fall rains that we should have in Texas, I think folks are really going to be looking at restocking. The issue is, it's an expensive proposition right now, but our markets are good. Our folks have built a lot of equity in their companies, and so I think they can realize that this is a good time to go ahead and make that big investment to kind of expand their businesses, and I think they see the returns.
Well, it's I think you used the word unprecedented times here in the beef industry as far as these prices are concerned, and as I saw one quote from one ag economist, Darrell Peel, he said, cattlemen know how to deal with adversity, and maybe they don't always know how to deal with prosperity, but these are prosperous times.
They are, and it's great to see folks, making some money in the business and getting excited about their industry. And as someone told me one time that there was a direct correlation in the president of the National Livestock Organization and the markets, cattle markets. So I'm taking full credit right now, Ken.
There you go. Well, let's talk about issues that are top of mind here for you. What are the one or two top things?
Well, on our policy side, there are the Waters of the United States proposal that EPA has come out with is really our top priority right now. We're making a big push for our folks to get their comments out and get their voice heard on this. And EPA has just gone too far in their interpretation of the Clean Water Act. And, if our farmers and ranchers are going to have to stand around and wait for permits to do their normal ranching and farming practices, that's just not going to work. And these folks are the folks that manage their land. They know their land better than anybody else. They know how to manage their soil and their water. And so we're going to stand up and make a big fight on this.
Also, we've had a chance to talk to Canada's Minister of Agriculture here this morning. I know he's making the rounds and letting everybody know that they're ready to retaliate on this cool deal if they have to.
He is. We were honored to have Minister Rich join us this morning, and good to have him here at our meeting. And Country of Origin labeling has been a disastrous rule for the cattle industry, in my opinion. I ranch down in South Texas, and we brought in Mexican steers for many years, and as kind of a supplemental grazing when we have the supplemental forage available. And there's absolutely no reason why these discounts should be there and why we should have to put up with a rule like country of origin labeling. We live in a global marketplace now. Our neighbors to the north and south are our biggest beef export customers and have been for years, and they add a lot to the bottom line of our cattle. The international exports adding about $300 a head to every fed steer that's being slaughtered now. So trade is extremely important to maintaining these markets for us and having some sustainability to our businesses. So we just feel like this rule that apparently consumers don't really pay a lot of attention to from our research in the marketplace. They really don't look at the label much as far as what country it comes from. We just think it's time for it to go.
Talking about your own experience there then, have you had to stop using those Mexican steers because of cool?
We did. Last year we didn't buy any because the discounts got too big. And when the Secretary of Agriculture put in an additional a proposal that he called a fix for it, which was absolutely not a fix, it just made it worse. The discounts went out of control, and we didn't even know what the discounts were going to be. So we've had to back off of that market, and The Mexican cattle and the Canadian cattle that come into this country are good cattle. A lot of those cattle are sired by bulls that probably came from the United States. In fact, I know a lot of them did. And so it's a give and take situation with trade, and it's got to be fair, it's got to be balanced, but we spend a lot of time making sure that it is.
I also heard you talking in here about the fact that Texas has a state beef checkoff, new beef checkoff in the state, and wondering if there will continue to be talk about increasing the national checkoff, or do you see more states just adding on to what's already there?
Well, we're kind of encouraging both, Ken. You know, we continue to talk about the national, enhancing the national checkoff, and I think there's a big need for it. We need to make sure we have everybody on board and make sure everybody understands, you know, what that's all about and what that entails. And the state checkoffs have been pretty successful. Texas just passed one, and it's going to add a couple $1 million, you know, of promotion money for that state. And so they'll probably share some of those funds with the national and the federation. And so it'll help the programs a lot to be able to promote our product.